This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Miles Garrett, honor and a privilege to play for Jim Schwartz.
Taking my game to new heights, Jeff.
Yep. That's the idea.
And when you're when you're breaking records in the NFL and you get a coach you can credit, I don't know why you would walk away from that coach. So.
You weren't here yesterday. We went over all of the different hirings that the Haslams have made in their coaching searches. Let me, and I won't say Greg Williams because Greg was promoted during season when they fired Hugh, and then they didn't. Though they interviewed him, they didn't hire him. Here are the coaches that the Haslams have hired in Brown's coaching searches. Rob Chudzinski, Mike Pettine, Hugh Jackson, Freddie Kitchens, Kevin Stefanski. What do all five of those guys have in common?
Let me go through this again. Chud.
Pettine. Hugh.
You.
Freddie.
Kevin. None of them were head coaches before they came here?
Hugh was.
But, I mean, not at the time they hired
him. For 1 year. Every one of those guys was the hot coordinator.
Gotcha.
And the only guy with any head coaching experience at the NFL level
was Hugh.
And he didn't have much. And that makes me think that they could do a lot worse than promoting Jim Schwartz. I would think, in my estimation, John Harbaugh is the guy you try to hire. I mean, you don't get guys like that come available very often. He apparently wants to coach. He's looking for the second chapter like Andy Reid had after he went from Philadelphia to Kansas City and made that thing work. He's looking for that. If you can't hire John Harbaugh, what would hold you back from hiring Jim Schwartz?
Today or coming up?
Right now.
I mean, I hate to say this. Do you want to wait till Monday night and see if Mike Tomlin's looking for a job? I'm just throwing curveballs at you.
I get that. I don't know.
Who would be a better fit here, Harbaugh or Tomlin?
Either one.
Yeah, I'd be happy with either one of those.
Either one. But Jim Schwartz just makes an awful lot of sense.
I can't argue. Coach. That's the first thing I thought. This makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Especially if you believe, like Jimmy said, that he's got a team that is better than what we actually saw.
Now you have
if he truly believes that,
if he
why?
Does.
And I don't know how you can't look at the answer being defense.
You could, in theory, we're promoting... We're promoting Jim Schwartz. We're keeping Tommy Rees because let's just say Jim likes him.
Okay.
And there's continuity.
Oh, it makes things a lot easier.
Now, it makes you wonder, well, then if you're keeping both coordinators and promoting one, what was wrong with Kevin?
You know, well, maybe you need a different voice.
Maybe you do. Yeah, maybe you do. But I think if you pass up Jim Schwartz and hire a coordinator du jour, okay, I get it. And maybe you get lucky and find your guy. I mean, the best hire the Haslams have made was Kevin Stefanski. There's no question about that. He lasted 6 years, and he had 2 11 win seasons, and they made the playoffs a couple times. That's the best hire they made. But I wonder, can you find the next coordinator du jour? Do you trust these guys to do that? Or is Schwartz an easy way to go? Is it the smart way to go? The question, Andy, is, okay, what happened in Detroit? You build it up to 10 wins, then it went south.
Yeah.
And you had a Hall of Fame wide receiver. You had a Hall of Fame quarterback. And you couldn't, you couldn't hang on to the gig. Will he be a better head coach now than he was in Detroit? Because you'd want that. You'd want him to be better. And he had one winning season in Detroit. But that was a tough situation.
When did the Lions went through an ownership change too, though?
Nope, they're still owned by the Ford
family. Well, I mean, Ford family, but Sheila took over, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Sheila took over.
Whatever
in
her
2020.
Name is, somebody else owns it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that with Jim Schwartz.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but there's little things going on. Like maybe you don't know. Things just kind of went sideways there, right?
Yeah.
Well, they went sideways for him, and they stayed sideways until Dan Campbell came in. Jim Caldwell had some competent years there. But.
Yeah. I'm okay with it. I think on this one, the fact that he has experience as a head coach, he knows what can go wrong. He knows things before they happen because you can't execute. I think there's a lot of luck when you're trying to execute greatness if you've never been there before, because now you're writing the book on it. Now, if you've been there before and you can see the pitfalls coming.
When a Super Bowl is a DC.
Yeah, I think there's an advantage. I understand people that don't want to do the whole retread thing. I get that. I just don't kind of feel like he's maybe if it was his third job, I would feel that way, if that's what he was going for. I am 100% healthy and good with a Jim Schwartz hire here, and I was from the second they let Kevin go.
Hasn't been a head coach in 12 years. I wonder if that time has tarnished his star, whatever. When it comes to possibly being a head coach,
let's be honest. Who's really talking about him? Us, right? Cleveland's talking about him.
Stuff. I haven't heard Jim's name as a head coaching candidate for other teams. That doesn't mean he wouldn't be a great head coach somewhere.
Yeah,
but it's interesting that you've got a top notch defensive coordinator and he's not being talked about by other teams.
He also wasn't scared to answer any questions while he was as.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coordinator.
Here. No. I
could have listened to his press conferences all day.
If they
long.
Hired him as head coach, I think the general feeling among the fan base would be, okay, good, let's go.
It's Especially if you like Shador and he wanted to stay with Shador.
He had Matthew Stafford, Andy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Frank's in Avon. Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
So I've been catching bits and pieces about Schwartz. Obviously, he's talented. He carries a good rapport with the players. But there's something that you said earlier that I was unaware of. His hometown. You said it was Baltimore.
Yeah. He can't, you know, you were born there. What are you going to do?
Who else needs a head coach right now?
Yeah, I said the same. Or a coordinator even. I mean, if he... Yeah. I mean, if he doesn't get the head coach's job here, does he want to be a coordinator somewhere else?
I mean, who's to say someone else doesn't roll out the red carpet for him? Don't you think that would be a huge impact against our team?
Yeah, what was that? Was it Morning Show saying it, or was that you saying it before? That everyone in New York wants the, him and Stefanski.
That was me.
Yeah, it was Jeff. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Well, I mean, it was earlier, so I figured it was either Morning Show or our show.
It was earlier, like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Frank, do you see what I have to put up with here every day, man?
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know if you have to deal with things
like that. It just seems like when we do get a good coordinator, they end up going somewhere else.
Well, if they're leaving to go be a head coach, I can respect that and understand that.
Sure.
But I think, you know, I'd love to keep him.
I haven't heard his name with any other head coaching job. I find that surprising, if you want to know the truth. Mike is in Medina. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Mike.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
I was just asking you guys, like, who is the three hottest names? Like, if you could just pick three hottest names, you got Harbaugh, you got everybody. Who's the three hottest names?
Kingsbury.
Harbaugh, Stefanski, and fill-in coordinator du jour.
No. I would say...
Luke Kubiak?
No, you asked me. I told you. It's not a no. That's my opinion.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
But my hottest name is Harbaugh. Stefanski, Cignetti, that's the three hottest names in the current coaching market.
Well, that could be. So why'd you say no? I had two of them.
Because.
You wanted to say Cignetti. You're like, I'm going to jump out there and say Indiana's head coach. That way I can be a trendsetter.
He's making so much money in Indiana, he's not going anywhere. Besides, it's all Indiana. He was in Indiana, Pennsylvania, now Indiana. So there you go. He's not going anywhere. Interesting, though. Matt's in Cleveland. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
I
just wanted to make a kind of a point. I don't care if you guys move, if we pick up Harbaugh, if we pick up Tomlin, or they could resurrect John Madden to be our head coach. We've only got one-third of a football team right now. We've got a very good defense, a very questionable offense, and a abysmal special team. So you could bring the Lord Almighty down here to coach the Browns. I don't think they're going to do anything until we pick up two-thirds of a team again. That's my only point to the whole thing. I don't care who we get in as a coach. We just need a team.
Can't argue with that, Matt. Can't argue with that, but that's part of it. You heard Andrew Berry the other day say we will significant assets going to the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, okay. You had an offensive-minded coach, and you didn't give him significant assets, obviously. So, good that you can fix it, maybe.
Point of reference, going back to phone calls, Cignetti makes about $11 million a year.
Yeah.
And so, like what you're saying, and so just looking over just some research, that the average head coach salary breakdown, top earners like Andy Reid, you're talking about $15 million to $20 million a year. The mid-range, though, is $10 to $13 million a year. So would you rather kind of buy in at 10 to 13 million, although I'm sure they'd have to offer more he's making in Indiana, for maybe three-year guarantee, right?
If I'm Cignetti, I'm not leaving Indiana for the NFL.
He could stay there forever now.
Dano.
A little bit of news, gentlemen. The Dolphins have fired Mike McDaniel. Per sources, Dolphins have fired head coach Mike McDaniel, according to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network.
Wonder if John Harbaugh likes sunshine. Remember, there were seven teams that contacted his agent, Harbaugh's agent. And at the time, there were only six openings. And then the word was that two of the teams that contacted him had head coaches that were employed. My guess is one of those teams, the Miami Dolphins, because they have just fired Mike McDaniel, who, by the way,
was
a former wide receiver coach here in Cleveland.
Back in 14,
and
yeah.
A name not too long ago, what, 2 weeks ago, that was floated as a potential Browns candidate should they fire Kevin Stefanski.
Also, if you want to do some real dot connecting, Stephen Ross is a graduate of the University of Michigan and has been a massive donor there for a good period of time.
And who was the head coach at Michigan?
Oh, that'd be Jim Harbaugh. Or Jesse Minter, if you want to throw that one in there, too. He was there at Michigan as well. But Stephen Ross knows the Harbaughs.
8 jobs open now, folks. 8. Just keep getting fun. That means 25% of the head coaches in the National Football League.
And we may not be done.
Out.
We might not be done.
Might not be done. That's what a wacky league this is. But now you have the opportunity. Mike McDaniel could be on the board. You can be sure he'll be here for an interview. But Tommy Reese is also interviewing today. Who the heck is Tommy Reese? Because everybody says he's the boy wonder. Well, we'll tell you who he is coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.